it's okay if these thoughts come through, but they don't have to be true unless I let them be.
I live for this day, every day, sharing my hopes and dreams that my heart whispers every way. Are you ready to be vulnerable as I welcome you to the Cindy Garza Podcast?
Hi friends, welcome back to the Cindy Garza Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here as we delve even deeper into all things ugly, such as self-loathe, self-doubt, feeling lost, basically all things that encompass transformation, but the less shared side of it, because I think a lot of times transformation, people talk about it. I think they talk about all the positive things that come from it. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's so important because for me, I love hearing those stories. But I think sometimes it's important to share the imperfect side of things because that's life. We're imperfect. We can't always have these positive thoughts always and only. It's just not sustainable. And you know what? Sometimes I think I struggle with that because I feel like I'm somebody that sees life as glass half full always and will continue to do that. But I think it's important to also acknowledge and take a moment to not brush off these thoughts of self-doubt and all the things that kind of make us feel, you know, heavy sometimes. So here I am as a way to break down some walls that I sometimes try to... It's almost like I try to be perfect in a way, and it's just not sustainable. So I'm changing that slowly but surely, breaking down my walls and really transforming. It's a continued evolution. Last year I was healing from the breakup, and now I'm in my glow up era, but guess what? It's not like it just stops there. It's like, okay, I've gotten to a certain point and now I'm breaking down these walls because I am still transforming, I'm still changing, and I'm still in my journey. It's not like it's one and done thing. It's a continued life healing, transformation, changes. It's like the seasons. It's always going to be a seasonal change into that next version of yourself. And it's beautiful. It's not always pretty, and that's okay. I think it even makes it even more beautiful. So here I am in the thick of it and hoping that this episode will be somebody's almost like a string that they can pull and follow and know that and hope that it leads them to the other side, to that other side of a transformation, that other side of their new chapter. And so this week, these thoughts and feelings and emotions, really the thoughts, and no emotions too, yeah, they were feeling very heavy. And as I was journaling, I wrote down many different poems and kind of combined them together to what I wanted to share. And so here is a little poem by me, and I hope that it makes sense. Yeah, I just really wanted to and felt the need to share. So here goes. The all jokes aside, here goes. The clamor of hope softened under the fresh blanket of self-doubt and self-loathe. Love and tears trickled down my cheeks, escaping from me, my soul. I hope that poem made sense. I hope you enjoyed it. But guess what? There you go. Self-doubt again. You know what? It felt right to share. And it was with good intentions. And I hope that it made sense to at least one person. And if not, it made sense to me. So there you go. Some things that really helped me this week to help me with those feelings, with the heaviness of it, was going for a run. That was by far the best thing that I did this week that really helped me. I did the Nike Running Club app, which they have different guided runs. I just picked a random one. It was a 50-minute one, and they had a Headspace collaboration. And one of the things that Andy Puddicombe said, who is the founder of Headspace, getting beyond the good thoughts, getting beyond the bad thoughts, and just being neutral. You're the bystander, you're watching them pass you by. I loved that because I overthink and I harp on these thoughts and let them become something. And it's so true. You just have to get beyond that. And he said that once you are not afraid of any of them, they could be good and bad and whatever, you're not afraid of them, you're unstoppable. And that really helped me in my run. I literally, quite literally, almost got run over by a car in that run. And I had some thoughts. I had some scary emotions running through me after that. And I just kept running and literally kept seeing them pass by and float by me as I kept running. And I did get beyond that, and it really helped, and definitely cried a little bit while I was running. But you know what? It worked. It really worked. And then later this week, I was driving and I thought, it's okay if these thoughts come through, but they don't have to be true unless I let them be. That was really shifting for me, my perspective on it, because I don't have to entertain all these thoughts in the sense that I'm not going to give them value and worth and meaning and make them reality if I don't want them to be. And so, I don't know, that really helped me. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, they're not going to come back ever again. It's not like you get to a point and they don't ever come back in your life. That's not true at all. But it's something that helped me, and it's a lesson that I hope I remember for the next time I'm doubting and say, is that really true, or is that just a random thought? Am I going to give it value? So another thing that really helped me was journaling. Like, I wrote down those poems and they really helped me a lot. And it just was so nice to just free write the poetry coming out of me. And I don't know, it was very liberating, if you will. There was no rules to it. I didn't care if I was following all the poetry rules. I just wanted to let that out and let those emotions out in a different way. Another thing that really helped me was connecting with nature. Again, you could be writing outside, you could be running outside. Just nature, connecting with nature always helps me with that. I've already talked about it, but the crying definitely helped me. It's just nice to get that out in a different way through your tears. I love it. It really does help, honestly. And I don't care what anyone says, crying is, you're strong, makes you stronger. So also connecting with friends and family, it was just really nice to talk to friends and family and just kind of feel the love. So, and last but not least, I always talk about it because I love creating. I made some bracelets and can kind of see my little bracelet that's already all right, they're not the best quality, but made some bracelets and it was just fun to create and let my emotions out through different ways. So it was either moving my body and letting it out through running, or writing it down and letting it out by using my pen. Letting those emotions out by connecting with nature and just feeling grounded, by talking about them with family and friends, letting those emotions and thoughts out by doing something creative and almost like you're releasing it through your hand, like, you know, moving your hands to like make the bracelets or bake some cookies or painting. It's, yeah. Letting them out by crying, and literally so many different ways to release those thoughts, make them lighter by letting them out. Because I think sometimes they can weigh really heavy on your heart and soul and mind and body. And again, it can be daunting, but these are some steps that you can take. And so I hope that by sharing this episode and seeing somebody that's in the thick of it, you know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And that you're special. That, you know, you really, to kind of go off of the last week's episode, you know, maybe, you know, you're still figuring out what your life's purpose is. I don't know if I ever will, because it's such a complex question, so many layers to it, that there isn't just one answer. And so I'm hoping that by doing this podcast, I'm at least fulfilling some sort of my soul's purpose, because it does give me joy and fulfillment. And so that's, maybe that excitement is a way of my heart telling me that that's part of my life's purpose. And I hope that by sharing these vulnerable moments and parts of my life, I can help inspire you to know that you're not alone in these hard times, good times, imperfect times, and that you're gonna be okay, and that you're not alone, and inspire you to just to not give up, whether that be in something that you're working on and nobody gives a shit about it yet, and that's okay. At least you are working towards it, and you know your value, and you know your worth, and that's the most beautiful thing, because if you don't care about it, then how can somebody else care about it? So, yeah. I love you all so much, and I'm so glad that we're getting deeper into these conversations, and I'm very grateful for you. I'm grateful for you and your love and your community, and so I thank you for joining me in this week's episode. I hope you have a beautiful week, and if you find yourself having some of these, you know, ugly thoughts or self-doubt, self-loathe, feeling lost, just try to use some of these tools and see if it works. And if it doesn't, maybe there's something else that works best for you. There's so many different ways to let these emotions out, healthily expressed in so many different ways. So yeah, if you have any questions, or if you want me to talk about anything in particular, I'll link my email below, contact@cindygarza.com. I'll link it in the show notes below. I'll also link the Nike Running Club app and see if I can link that specific guided run. But if not, I'll just put the specific title. And yeah, I thank you again for joining me. And I'm so grateful to you, to all of you for watching, for caring. Yeah. Thank you again. I love you all so much. And see you next week. Love you guys. Bye.